الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأشكره، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. نكمل إن شاء الله تعالى من حيث كنا توقفنا في الدرس السابق، إن شاء الله we will continue from where we stopped in the previous class. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: وكما كان بصفاته أزلية كذلك لا يزال عليها أبدية، ليس بعد خلق الخلق استفاد اسم الخالق، ولا بإحداث البرية استفاد اسم الباري. The author said, he having this, his attributes, the author said, as he having his attributes has been in eternity, so he shall forever remain. It was not that after creating the creation, he gained the name Al-Khaliq. Similarly, it was not that after originating the beings, he gained the name Al-Bari. شرح ذلك أنه قد ثبت أن الله تعالى أزلي لا ابتداء لوجوده، وأن صفات الله تبارك وتعالى أزلية لا ابتداء لوجودها، وما كان كذلك يكون أبديا. بصفاته سواء كانت صفات ذات أو كانت صفات فعل، the explanation of what was said, that because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is eternal without a beginning, and His attributes are eternal without a beginning, then for sure Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is everlasting without an end, and His attributes, whether the attributes of doings or other attributes, the attributes, His attributes are everlasting without an end. Whether these attributes are attributes of doings or other attributes. فعند الماتريدية صفات الله تعالى كلها أزلية، صفات الفعل وغيرها، ومعهم في ذلك الإمام البخاري. The Maturidis said that all the attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are eternal without a beginning. Whether they are attributes of doings or other attributes. And likewise, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari said, البخاري رحمه الله تعالى قال في صحيحه في كتاب التوحيد: فالرب بصفاته وفعله وأمره وهو الخالق المكون. أو خلينا ما نقول عبارة أسهل: البخاري في كتاب التوحيد من صحيحه وفي كتاب خلق أفعال العباد له ذكر أكثر من عبارة تدل على أن صفات الله تبارك وتعالى بما فيها صفة التكوين لله عز وجل قديمة أزلية. الإمام البخاري in his book الصحيح, likewise in his book خلق أفعال العباد, the creating of the slaves' deeds. In these two books mentioned statements that mean that the attributes of Allah, including the attribute of creating, are all eternal without a beginning. أما الأشاعرة, هذا كلام الماتريدية ومعهم البخاري وبعض متقدم الأشاعرة, قدماء الأشاعرة. This is the opinion of the ماتريدية. With them, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari also, and a part of the early scholars of Ash'ari, the Ash'aris. أما أغلب الأشاعرة فقالوا صفات الفعل حادثة ليست أزلية. As for most of the Ash'aris, they said that the attributes of doings are not eternal. They have a beginning. لكن ليتنبه أنهم لا يقصدون بصفات الأفعال صفات قائمة بذات الله. إنما يقصدون بصفات الأفعال أثر القدرة. القدرة عندهم صفة أزلية قديمة قائمة بذات الله تبارك وتعالى، وآثارها تسمى عندهم صفات أفعال. طيب ليش قالوا عنها صفات الأفعال لله طالما هم يتكلمون عن أثر القدرة؟ لأنها تضاف إلى الله، يقول الأشاعرة: الإحياء أثر القدرة. أليس تقول إحياء الله للعبيد؟ فقد أضفت الإحياء إلى الله. أليس تقول الإماتة إماتة الله لمن يموت؟ أليس تقول تكوين الله للحادثات؟ فقد أضفت هذه الألفاظ هذه الصفات إلى الله، لكن هي في الحقيقة ليست صفات قائمة بذات الله، إنما هي أثر القدرة. فعندهم التكوين هو المكون، والمكون إنما يحدث بقدرة الله. فلذلك قالوا صفات الفعل حادثة، لأن صفات الفعل عندهم ليست صفات قائمة بذات الله، إنما هي أثار القدرة، ولا شك أن أثار القدرة حادثة. هذا ما ذكره الأشاعرة. Now, as we said, most of the Ash'aris said that the attributes of doings are not eternal. But be careful here. When they said the attributes of doings, they were not referring to attributes attributed to the self of Allah. Yani they were not referring to attributes of the self of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are not referring, how do I say it in English? It is tough to say it in English. They were referring to the traces of the power of Allah. These traces, which are created by the power of Allah, Allah created them by His power, these traces, they called them the attributes of doings. Then why did they call them the attributes of doings of Allah? Because when you mention them, you attribute them to Allah. Like when you say creating, don't you say this thing exists? Don't you say the creating of Allah of this thing? So when you talk about the creating, you attribute the creating to Allah. That's why it is called, they call it an attribute of doing. But in reality, they do not believe that this is an attribute of the self of Allah. Rather, this is a trace of the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in reality, for them, the attribute of creating is the created matter. For them, it is the created matter. And this is why they say that the attribute of doings, the attributes of doings are not eternal. Rather, they have a beginning. Because in reality, when they say the attributes of doings, they are referring in reality to what? To the traces of the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. And with no doubt, the traces of the power of Allah are created. So, as أما الماتوريدية فالتكوين عندهم صفة أزلية لله المكون حادث. As for the Maturidis, creating is an eternal attribute of Allah. The created matter has a beginning. They differentiate between the attribute of creating and the created matter. And this is why they say that the attribute of creating is an eternal attribute. الفريقان لا يختلفان في أن الله لا تقوم به صفة حادثة. The two parties, they all agree, the two parties agree that Allah is not, the self of Allah is not attributed with a created attribute, with an attribute that has a beginning. لكن الماتوريدية يقولون صفة التكوين صفة أزلية. But the Maturidis, they say the attribute of creating is an eternal attribute. أما الأشاعرة فيقولون هي أثر القدرة فهي مخلوقة محدثة. As for the Ash'aris, they say it is the traces of the power of Allah. It is the trace of the power of Allah. So it is created. It has a beginning. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? أي مو مش كتير واضح. ماشي, ما في عندي إشكال. يعني تم, يعني مقدر هيك. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it is not an attribute of the self of Allah. It is the trace of the power of Allah. So for them, the attribute of creating is the created matter. The created matter is the attribute of creating. They just call it attribute because when you mention it, you attribute it to Allah. But really, it is the created matter. They don't, in reality, they say there is no difference between the created matter and the attribute of creating. It's the same. Okay? Go ahead.
So the phrase,
This is what the Maturid is. When the Maturid is say it, this is what they mean. Exactly. And what the Ash'aris mean when they say it, the creating of Allah means what is created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Is it clear? Let's say, is it clear? Is it kind of clear? To be more precise, is it kind of clear? Okay. Na'am Fawzi. Yeah, the same. Because the created matter, Allah creates it by His power. So the created matter is a trace of the power of Allah. Correct. Correct. بعض هذا الموضوع يعني ليش لماذا أنا ليش عم قلكم إنه إلى حد kind of إلى حد مفهوم لأنه بعض الأشاعرة ما فهموا كلام الماتوريدية في هذه المسألة فعابوا عليهم وبعض الماتوريدية ما فهموا كلام الأشاعرة في هذه المسألة فعابوا عليهم فليس مستغربا ألا تفهموا يعني ما بدي أقولها هيك خلينا نعيد ليس مستغربا ألا يفهم بعض الناس فورا المعنى المراد لكن على الأقل إلى حد ما Some of the Ash'aris, why I'm saying kind of, because some of the Ash'aris did not understand what the Maturidis said. And this is why they criticized them on their saying. And some of the Maturidis did not understand what the Ash'aris said. So they criticized them for what they said. So if this happened for those people, some of those people, these people, then it is not, yani it is expected that if the person hears this issue for the first time, not to understand fully the meaning. أما أهل الإتقان من الجانبين فيفهمون معنى ما يقول الآخر. Now I said about the Maturidis and the Ash'aris, some of them, as for the people who are the elite scholars, they fully understand what each other say, what the other party says. طيب. هلا أما نحن يعني خليني أقول أما أنا فأقول كما كان يقول شيخنا رحمة الله عليه في هذه المسألة شيخنا رحمة الله عليه كان يميل إلى ترجيح رأي الماتريدية As for me I say just as my sheikh used to say رحمه الله شيخ عبد الله in this issue used to give more weight to the saying of the Maturidis and take in consideration that it is the saying of some Ash'aris also so some early Ash'aris this is their saying also وإلى هذا القول ميل الحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني and الحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني the interpreter of Al-Bukhari, Sahih Al-Bukhari, also gives more weight to the saying of the Maturidis in this case. إذن نقول الله تبارك وتعالى تكوينه أزلي صفة من صفاته الأزلية وَلَوْ كَانَ الْمُكَوَّنُ حَادِثًا. So we say that the creating of Allah is an eternal attribute of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even though the created matter has a beginning. Even that the created matter has a beginning. وَلَا يَلْزَمْ مِنْ حُدُوثِ الْمُكَوَّنِ حُدُوثُ التَّكْوِينِ. إِذَا كَانَ الْمُكَوَّنُ حَادِثًا هَذَا لَا يَقْتَضِي حُدُوثَ التَّكْوِينِ. And it is not necessary, and let me know, and for the created matter to have a beginning, this does not necessitate that the creating of Allah, the attribute of Allah, the creating of Allah would have a beginning. كما أن بعض المعلومات قسم من مما يعلمه الله قسم من المعلومات حادثة, نحن حادثون, ولا يوجب حدوثنا حدوث علم الله. Just as the case, like the case of the knowledge of Allah, we are created, we have a beginning. But for us to have a beginning, this does not necessitate that the knowledge of Allah would have a beginning. Allah knows about us. This does not necessitate that His knowledge would have a beginning. كما أن المقدورات حادثة وقدرة الله أزلية. Just as like the created matters that happen by the power of Allah have a beginning, and the power of Allah does not have a beginning. Don't they occur by the power of Allah? The power is eternal, and the occurring matters have beginnings. So for them, if they have a beginning, this does not necessitate, this does not entail that the power of Allah would have a beginning. Likewise, the created matter has a beginning, and this does not entail that the creating of Allah would have a beginning. Rather, Allah Ta'ala creates the happenings, the things that occur, and the things that occur with His eternal power, will, and creating. Yeah. About what? Yeah, of course. Of course, it is created at the time that it existed. Well, why do you want? Why do you want to go through that? The attribute of creating of Allah. I'm not saying you cannot. I'm not an English expert, but you need someone who is skillful, really skillful in the English language and in the matters of the religion to answer some of these questions. I'm not the proper person to answer this question, but. There is no need for you to go into that. The attribute of creating of Allah is eternal, but the created matter has a beginning. The power of Allah is eternal. The created matter, which is by the power of Allah, created has a beginning. The knowledge of Allah, Allah knows about you. The knowledge of Allah is eternal, and you are created. It depends. When you say begins creating, are you referring to something that occurs in the self of Allah, or are you referring to something that occurs in the created matter? You cannot say something occurs in the self of Allah. That's why I'm saying, with the eternal attribute of creating, the attribute of Allah does not change. So if things change in the universe, this does not entail any change in the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Is it clear? Neither in the, just as it does not entail change in the attribute of knowledge, in the attribute of power, it does not entail change also in the attribute of creating. Is it clear? فإذا قيل أحيا الله كذا أو أمات كذا فالمعنى أن الله تبارك وتعالى أحيا المخلوق الذي هو جائز عقلي بصفة الإحياء التي هي صفة أزلية. وإذا قلنا الله أمات كذا معناه الله أمات المخلوق الذي هو جائز عقلي بصفة الإماتة التي هي أزلية. So when we say Allah تبارك وتعالى brings to life so and so, an animal, for example, this means that this animal, which is a mental permissibility, possibility, is brought to life by the eternal attribute of creating of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if it dies, then death is created in him, in it, with the eternal attribute of creating of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Na'am. But the letters, that the book of Al-Quran is an expression of that attribute. But here, it's a trace of that attribute. It's like, it exists, Allah brings it to existence by that attribute. It's enough. You don't go farther. We are saying this because this is something everyone among you uses many days and hears it. Don't we say Allah creates this, etc.? So one needs to know that Allah creates this with His eternal creating, and that's it. Period. We cannot know the reality of the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We cannot imagine that. We are unable to imagine that. We cannot conceive the reality of Allah or the reality of His attributes. So we believe in that, and we know that all the attributes of Allah are eternal. Change is not applicable. It is prohibited to attribute change to the attributes of Allah or to the self of Allah. That's it. This is all what we are trying to do, to say. ما قلنا هذا الراجح. الأشاعرة بيقولوا الإماتة هي الميت. لا، الشخص الميت سهل بالعربي. أنت ما بتقولي أكل عن المأكول؟ وهذا الاعتقاد كلام الماتريدية ولو كان خلينا نقولها بطريقة تانية. هلا بعض الناس ينتقدون على الماتريدية كلامهم هذا. Some people they criticize the Maturidis for their sayings. يقولون هذا الكلام ما كان معروفا في السلف. They say, this saying that the attribute of doing is eternal, as-salaf, the first 300 years, the people who lived in the first 300 years, or the people who came before the Maturidi, before Al-Maturidi, rahimahullah, did not say these statements. يقولون فمن أين جاء الماتريدي بها? They say, from where Al-Maturidi did come up with this belief? الجواب أن السلف لو كان قسم منهم لم يتكلموا بهذه العبارات لكن تكلموا وكان اعتقادهم بما يعطي معناها والخلاف وهذا يدل على ما قاله الماتريدي. يمكن بعض السلف ما قالوا عبارة صفة التكوين قديمة لكن قالوا ما يعطي معنى هذه العبارة. فأيش المشكلة؟ ما في مشكلة. إذن المعنى واحد بين عبارة السلف وعبارة الماتريدي رحمة الله عليه. These people said السلف did not use these statements. From where الماتريدي did come up with this creed? The answer is, well, they didn't use, some of them did not use this statement, but they used similar statements. They used statements that gave the same meaning. So if Al-Maturidi is saying something that has the same meaning of what a Salaf said, then there is no problem there. Is there a problem? No. As long as you are expressing the same meaning, you can express it in one way and another person can express it in another way. As long as you are expressing the same meaning, there is no problem in that. You are not using wrong words and you are not expressing something else. Then there is nothing wrong about that. ثم ليس صحيحا أن السلف ما تكلموا بهذا. And then it's not correct that السلف did not mention this. Even these statements. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa zakara mithla zalik. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa mentioned statements very similar to the statements of Al-Maturidi. Actually, Al-Maturidi took his statements from the statements of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala. So it's not correct that As-Salaf did not mention these statements. Yes, some of them did not talk a lot about this issue, but they had the proper belief and they expressed it in the proper way. So if the meaning is the same, then there is no problem of using other statements. Is it clear? واضح. قال رحمه الله. الآن الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه يبين أكثر المعنى، يزيده بيانا ويؤيده، يؤيد ما قاله. قال رحمه الله: له معنى الربوبية ولا مربوب، ومعنى الخالق ولا مخلوق. Now الطحاوي after saying what he said, he goes farther to support his statement, to clarify it more and support it more. He said, he has had the attribute of lordship before the existence of the slaves, and the attribute of creating before the existence of any creation. معنى ذلك أن الله تبارك وتعالى موصوف بمعنى الربوبية، والربوبية معناها المالكية قبل وجود المربوبين، قبل وجود المملوكين. قبل وجود المملوكين الله يقال عنه الرب، الله هو الرب أي المالك، كما أنه سبحانه وتعالى يقال عنه الخالق، كما أنه سبحانه وتعالى يسمى الخالق قبل وجود المخلوقين. فكما أنه سبحانه له معنى الربوبية قبل وجود المربوبين، ويسمى الخالق قبل وجود المخلوقين، فهو موصوف بالتكوين والتخليق قبل وجود المخلوقين والمكونين. What الطحاوي wanted to say here, that Allah تبارك وتعالى is الرب. Among the names of Allah is الرب. الرب means the one who owns everything. So الطحاوي is saying Allah is called Arab, the name, this is one of the names of Allah, and it is not, this name is not negated from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala before the existence of the creatures, before the existence of the world. That is, before the existence of the world, eternally Allah is Arab, the owner of everything. And before the existence of the created things, Allah is the creator. So just as Allah is the owner of everything, is a Rabb, before the existing of the created matters, just as Allah is the creator before the created matter exists, Allah is attributed with creating before the created matters exist. This is what al-Tahawi wanted to say. If someone contradicts al-Tahawi, Tahawi is responding to him. If someone says to al-Tahawi, well, how would Allah be attributed with creating before the existence of the created thing, al-Tahawi would respond, how would it be one of the names of Allah al-Khaliq, which means the creator, before the existence of the created matters? Would you deny, this is what al-Tahawi would say, would you deny that Allah is the creator? His name is al-Khaliq, before the things was created, eternally. what no one would say, yes, I did. No one that is among the Muslims, no Muslim would say, I deny that. Then Al-Tahawi would say, just as he is the creator before creating of anything, also he is attributed with creating before the existence of anything among this world. Is it clear? واضح. ثم يكمل في زيادة إيضاح ذلك يقول رحمة الله عليه وكما أنه محيي الموتى بعدما أحيا استحق هذا الاسم قبل إحيائهم كذلك استحق اسم الخالق قبل إنشائهم. He continued to say, in as much as Allah is the one who gives life to the dead, it is called Al-Muhyi, after he first created them and deserved this name before he gave them life, he also deserved the name Al-Khaliq, that is the creator, before bringing the creation into being. هذا إيضاح لما تقدم. This is more clarification of what Al-Tahawi said before that. يقول أليس نسمي أليس الله تعالى هو المحيي المميت. يقال له. What Al-Tahawi is saying, aren't among the names of Allah المحيي and المميت? One would answer, yes. Al-Tahawi would say, what does Al-Muhyi mean? Al-Tahawi يقول ما معنى المحيي؟ المحيي معناه الذي يخلق الحياة. ما معنى المميت؟ المميت معناه الذي يخلق الموت في المخلوق. Al-Tahawi might continue to say, what is the meaning of Al-Muhyi? And the answer would be, the one who creates life in the creation and the creature. Okay, what is the meaning of Al-Mumit? The answer would be the one who creates death in the creature. Al-Tahawi يقول أليس هذا من أسماء الله قبل أن يحيي الله الأحياء؟ قال بلى. المحيي أليس من أسماء الله قبل أن يحيي الله الأحياء؟ يقال بلى. يقول الطحاوي كما أن الله استحق هذا الاسم قبل إحيائهم كذلك يستحق اسم الخالق ويكون موصوفا بالخالقية قبل وجود المخلوقين. الطحاوي would continue to say, isn't Allah المحيي before creating life in the creatures? And one has to say yes, to answer yes. Then Al-Tahawi would say, just as Allah deserved to be Al-Muhyi before creating life in the creatures, he deserves to be attributing with creating, to be Al-Khaliq, attributing with creating before the existence of any created matter. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ أَحْيَى الْأَحْيَاءِ؟ يُقَالْ بَلَى. يقول الطحاوي أَلَيْسَ نُسَمِّي اللَّهَ الْمُمِيتِ؟ نقول بلى. يقول الطحاوي وكما أننا نسميه المميت قبل أن يميتهم استحق هذا الاسم كذلك استحق اسم الخالق قبل أن يخلقهم. طحاوي might continue to say, you know, the meaning of what he's saying, don't we call Allah, now we, don't we say about Allah that he is al-mumit, the one who creates death? Yes, we call Allah Al-Mumit. طيب. Don't we call Allah Al-Mumit before death is created in the creatures? The answer is yes. And he is saying, just as we say that Allah deserves the name of Al-Mumit, before death is created in the alive creatures, also Allah deserves the name Al-Khaliq, which means the creator, before creating anything. أَلَيْسَ نَقُولْ عَنِ اللَّهِ أَلْمُحْيِي بَلَى الْآنَ الَّذِينَ مَاتُوا أَلَيْسَ يُحْيِيهِمِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَيْسَ يُحْيِيهِمِ اللَّهِ فِي الْقُبُورِ حَيَاةً بَرْزَخِيَّةً بَلَى أَلَيْسَ نُسَمِّي اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الْمُحْيِي قَبْلَ أَنْ يُحْيَهُمْ كما أنه استحق اسم المحيي قبل إحيائهم كذلك استحق اسم الخالق قبل خلقهم. Now don't we call Allah تبارك وتعالى المحيي؟ We do. If someone dies, before Allah revives him, is suitable, before he comes back, before he lives a suitable life in his grave. Before that, before burying him, after the person dies, don't we call Allah Al-Muhyi? We do. So Allah deserves to be called Al-Muhyi. Allah deserves this name before bringing this person again to life. Isn't it the case? So just as he deserves that before giving him life, he deserves to be called, he deserves to be Al-Khaliq, attributing with creating before the existing of the created matters. Is it clear? واضح يا أخوانا. Yes, Khalid. They say something else, Khalid. When they were faced with this, analogy, when they were faced with this analogy, in response they had two opinions, and I don't want to go farther about that. But they have a response there. They are not some deviant people who are stubborn and just want to adhere to their saying regardless of the results. This is not the case. No. Okay, I think I want to stop here. What do you think? We still have time? We'll go farther. But up till here, is it clear? واضح إلى هنا? Okay, good. ما شاء الله. طيب. قال رحمه الله. وكلا الفريقين الأشاعرة والماتريدية ما على واحد منهما حرج. وكلا القولين من أخذ بأي منهما ليس عليه حرج. Both parties, the Ash'aris and the Maturidis, did not commit any sin in what they said. And anyone among the Muslims can go either by the saying of the Maturidis or by the saying of the Ash'aris about this matter. لِأَنَّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ مُتَّفِقَانَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَجُوزُ
أن يتصف بصفة حادثة لا تقوم به صفة حادثة.
Because both parties agree that Allah تبارك, it is not permissible to attribute to the self of Allah any created attribute. That is, Allah تبارك وتعالى is not subject subject to change. All the two parties agreed on that. So on the level of the base of the creed, they have no difference on this issue. Now this is a difference in certain details, more details, which is not a big deal. This difference, since long time up till nowadays, both parties, the Ash'aris and the Maturidis, are together. In meaning, if you say Ash'ari, as if you say Maturidi. If you say Maturidi, as if you say Ash'ari. Because they agree together on the basics of the belief. Now, in certain details, there are certain differences between them. Some differences go back to the terminology. It's only a difference in terminology. And some differences go to certain meanings, but it is not a big deal. This is why Ahlul Sunnah are the Ash'aris and Al-Maturidis. That's it. Nowadays, Ahlul Sunnah mean the Ash'aris and the Maturidis. And the one who goes against these two parties is against Ahlul Sunnah. The one who comes up, who believes, who comes up with a creed that does not comply with either of the two parties is not among Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah are the Ash'aris and the Maturidis. These are Ahlul Sunnah. Why? Because both scholars, Al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu and Al-Maturidi radiyallahu anhu, they took what the companions said, what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, what is mentioned in Al-Quran about the matters of the creed. They took that and they produced the proofs, the textual proofs and the mental proofs to defend this creed, to support it and defend it. And this is why, since these two imams appeared, Ahlul Sunnah split in two groups. One group took their knowledge from the students of Ash'ari. Another group took their knowledge from the students of Al-Maturidi, on the level of the creed I'm talking. One group took their knowledge from the students of Al-Ash'ari, another group took their knowledge from the students of Al-Maturidi. So you have the Ash'aris and the Maturidis. And in base, they are the same. There is no difference between them, in base. There is no difference between them. If you say Ash'ari, as if you are saying Maturidi, and if you say Maturidi, as if you are saying Ash'ari. And these are Ahlul Sunnah. These people are Ahlul Sunnah. And this is why the Wahhabis, when I say Wahhabis, you know who I'm referred to. Those who call themselves Salafis. They are not following a Salaf. They call themselves Salafis. And this is why these people, they attack both groups. They do not like both groups. Because they are against Ahlul Sunnah, really. They are against Ahlul Sunnah.
قال رحمه الله ذلك بأنه على كل شيء قدير وكل شيء إليه فقير وكل أمر عليه يسير لا يحتاج إلى شيء
ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
The author said, this is because Allah has power over all things. Everything needs Him, and every matter is easy for Him. He does not need anything. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير, which means nothing resembles Him in any way, and He is attributed with hearing and sight.
لما قال ذلك, لما قال الطحاوي ذلك أنه إلى آخره, معناه كل ما تقدم, ذلك كل الذي ذكرناه قبل, أن كل شيء بحاجة إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. ذلك يرجع إلى كل ما ذكره قبل رحمة الله عليه, لأن قدرة الله مؤثرة في كل الممكنات العقلية. وكل ممكن عقلي محتاج إلى الله تبارك وتعالى, فكل شيء محتاج إلى الله عز وجل. والطحاوي wanted to say that everything that exists is in need to Allah تبارك وتعالى, because everything that exists is a mental permissibility. To exist, it needs that Allah brings it from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. فالشيء الذي يوجد محتاج إلى الله في أصل وجوده وما بعد ذلك. So everything that exists is in need of Allah Ta'ala to exist and afterwards. To exist, it is in need to Allah, and afterwards, it is still in need to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everything that exists. وَلِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يُحْدِثُ الْأَشْيَاءِ بِتَخْلِيقِهِ بمجرد تعلق مشيئته وتخليقه الأزليين, مشيئته وقدرته وتخليق الأزلية, فكل شيء عليه هين سبحانه. And because everything that exists by the will of Allah, the power of Allah, and the creating of Allah Azza wa Jal, then everything is, the existence of, how do I say it? Then there is no hardship that faces Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in creating things. لأن الجائز العقلي, فاتنا أن نقول الجائز العقلي بحاجة إلى الله لأنه ممكن, لأنه لا يترجح وجوده على عدمه إلا بترجيح مرجح أزلي أبدي. فإنما الجائز العقلي محتاج إلى الله لأنه ممكن, إذن كل الجائزات العقلية محتاجة إلى الله في وجودها. كل الجائزات العقلية لتوجد, كل جائز عقلي يوجد محتاج إلى الله ليوجد. I didn't mention something, I want to go back to it. Everything that exists is in need of Allah Ta'ala Because everything that exists after non-existence is a mental permissibility. And because it is as far as itself is concerned, it accepts to exist and it accepts not to exist. Because it is like that, because it is a mental permissibility, it is in need for someone to bring it from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. Because as far as itself is concerned, for it to be what it is, this does not preponderate his existence over, it does not give weight, more weight to its existence over non-existence. It neither entails its existence nor its non-existence. Being a mental permissibility, this does not entail its existence and it does not entail its non-existence. And if this is the case, then it is in need for someone else. If it exists, it's in need for someone else to bring it from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. So everything which is like that is in need to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with no difference between what's good and what's bad. Because what's good is a mental permissibility and what's bad is a mental permissibility. Being a mental permissibility does not entail its existence and it does not entail its non-existence. So to exist, it is in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whether it is good or bad, it is in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And from this, من هنا يفهم فساد قول المعتزلة. From this, you understand the invalidity of the saying of Al-Mu'tazila. لما قالوا مقدورات العبد لا يقدر عليها الله تبارك وتعالى. When they said that what is under the power of the slave would not be under the power of Allah تبارك وتعالى. They said Allah gave the power to the human being, and so whatever becomes under the power of the human being would not be under the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is wrong, because whatever is under the power of the human being is a mental permissibility, and because it is a mental permissibility, it is in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to exist. If it exists, it is in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to exist. Is it clear? At the end of the day, yes. This is good. This is nice to understand it. I'm not saying go and talk with the people about all these details. Someone who's learning for the first time at Tawheed, don't ever do that. Just it is good to learn it, because you are people who want to be involved in a da'wah, and believe me, you will face people who claim among al-mu'tazila or the like, those who liken Allah to the creation or the like, you will face them. And at one point of time, you will need what you are hearing now. So study it properly and put your effort to understand it and to know how to express it properly. Because even if you understand it without mastering it and without knowing how to express it properly, if you are faced with a misguided person,
then even if you understand his weak, the weak points of what he's saying, you would not be able to refute this person, because you did not master how to express the statements in the proper ways. So when you need that, you'll find yourselves unable to produce the proofs. And I'm sure this is not what you want. I'm sure this is not what you want. So put your effort to understand it well and to express it well, to know how to express it. This is needed. Defending the religion, there are different ways to defend the religion. One way among them is to stand up to those people who pervert the religion and being able to refute them so they don't affect the laymen, the Muslims who do not have enough knowledge. So don't fall short in this issue. Allah yubarik feekum. Na'am, faddali. A mental permissibility is what, as itself is concerned, it does not, yani, let me put it in another statement. The mental permissibility is what accepts mentally to exist as it accepts not to exist. As far as itself is concerned, it accepts to exist just as it accepts not to exist. You don't want to ask questions. You just want to go out, take some air. حد عنده سؤال تفضل. I didn't hear everything you said. Yeah, I know. These Wahhabis, those who call themselves Salafis, they say if you refute them using the mental proofs, they would tell you you are talking like philosophers. You are using the methodology of philosophers. They don't know what's philosophy. Tell them, regardless, don't go into names. I am saying something. Is it right or wrong? I am saying something. If anyone wants to say this is wrong, he needs to produce a proof against it. If you don't have a proof, then you know yourself. You know, how do I say it? If you don't have a proof, then don't say that I'm wrong. Period. Yeah, this is what they say. If you bring them a proof from the hadith of the Prophet, they are going to say, you are talking like philosophers. This is what they memorized to say. This is what they taught them to say. Like a parrot. Just repeat these statements. Whenever someone faces them with a proof that proves that they are wrong. So, yeah. This is what happens. They say that about Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. So, they wouldn't be reluctant to say that about you, for example. About Al-Ash'ari, Al-Maturidi, and Abu Hanifa, they said it. So, they are not going to be reluctant to say it about you. تفضل. Between مجاهد
You want us now to talk about this? No, I don't want to talk about it now. Let's get
away with what we said.
Let's stop here. Yeah, but this is something that they talked about it. Of course. Inshallah we'll talk about it in another occasion. Wafiq Habibi. تفضل اهلا بعبد الرحمن Now, some people among the later some knowledgeable people said it, but others did not agree with it. They did not agree with it. They said, no, As-Salaf and Al-Khalaf, their way is the same. Just at the time of As-Salaf, there were not a lot of misguided people, and this is why they didn't produce statements that would delude people. That's why they didn't need to go into many details about which the people who came after As-Salaf, the scholars who came after As-Salaf, were in need to do it. They said, had these misguidances appeared at the time of As-Salaf, they would do exactly like what Al-Khalaf did. But yes, some said it, but this is not a reliable saying. Right. They said this is like someone that has his weapon and it is concealed. He doesn't show it up. The one who's looking at him does not know that he has a weapon. Why he doesn't know? Because it's concealed. It doesn't mean it's not there. It is there, but just he's not showing it. Why? Because there is no need for that. Then he's attacked by the enemy. Now he brings out his weapon. All the time, the weapon was there with him. Just the one who's looking from outside now notices the weapon. This does not mean that he bought it now. It's with him since the beginning, but now it's the time to use it. This is how it is with As-Salaf and Al-Khalaf. Barakallahu feekum. طيب بارك الله فيكم وحفظكم والله تعالى أعلم خلونا نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيكم